What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get this show moving with blanks. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. That right there was Blank 77 and Little Girl Blue coming off CBH. So, how's everybody doing today? Fucking Father's Day, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I mean? We had some leftovers from Sean's party. We were at Sean's house destruction party last night. That was a lot of fun breaking into his new house. Really nice, really big, lucky little bastard. But the Pogo crew definitely hooked him up with a deep fryer. We brought him a deep fryer, and then he had a fucking fire stick there. So I put on all the pirate shit, like Terrarium and shit like that, so Sean could get all the pirate movies on it. And we had a pretty kick-ass party, and then a bunch of people crashed back at my place. You know, LCJ, Gabe, that crusty fuck, Josh. And it was a lot of fun. Been hanging out with the kids all morning. Nothing too special. Just been swimming a little blow-up pool and shit like that. Got them watching Coco on Disney. That Disney fucking skeleton movie right now. So, got a little bit of time cranking that extra Pogo. Because, you know, we went. I didn't feel like stopping on Friday. And, like, I didn't feel like setting up a new show and mixing it down. I was like, fuck it, let that shit keep recording. So, got to make up another show since we gave you guys an extra long show. But because of that, this one might only be a half hour. And we told you we were hanging out with Gabe yesterday. And we got some other stuff to tell you about Gabe and maybe one of these little bands he's in that you guys may have heard of. You guys know, of course, I'm talking about the Oi Scouts. So let's check them out right now before we tell you guys about some cool things you might be able to win courtesy of Gabe. But let's check out, let's go with Police Harassment. Coming off the split with Squiggy. Oi Scouts on Pogo City Radio. Now, before we made it out to Sean's party, the Pogo troop took a little field trip, and we hit up Spin Me Round Records in the P-Berg Mall. Now, basically the only store worth going to in the P-Berg Mall. But you guys should definitely head out there. They got some awesome fucking records, and they're being real cool, and they're donating a bunch to Pogoing in the Park going down August 4th with Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, The Despised, South Class Veterans, Angry Youth, Anti-Citizen, Death Wish, Birdie, Skin Sex, The Ice Cold Killers, and The Road Sodas. Also going to be having a 50-50 and a raffle. So they're donating. Spin Me Round is a bunch of records and random fucking punk rock stuff they got at the store, and we're going to be raffling it off. And while we were there, we had Gabe with us, and they seen Gabe, and they were like, oh, you got to take this one. And they pull out the split with Police Harassment, the Oi Scouts, and Squiggy. They pull out the split, and they were like, oh, you guys got to take this one. So fucking Gabe is fucking signing it and decides to, in true Dino sex fashion, covers the entire cover in writing. And you guys are going to be able to win that in a raffle at Pogoing in the Park. Like I said, going down August 4th. Gonna be a blast. All in a benefit for Alex's Lemonade Stand, which if you guys aren't familiar with Alex's Lemonade Stand, that's a charity for kilt chids. Ah! Whoo, motherfucker.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
A charity for children's cancer research. That's not that much of a tongue twister. I don't know why I couldn't say that.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
But so come out. There's going to be lots of cool things. I'm hearing too now, even some bands that aren't playing at this awesome kick-ass show. A lot of them are hitting me up, and they're telling me they're going to have baskets there that they want to raffle off. And also the bands who are playing, like Blanks and the South Class Veterans, The Despised, Crazy in the Brains. I've talked to a couple other ones. They're also going to be making out a merch basket or whatever, like Anti-Citizen. And you guys will be able to win them all in separate raffles. It's going to be a blast. Now, we were just talking about Crazy in the Brains, who will be headlining the fucking show. So why don't we check out one of their tracks? Let's see, which one should we go to? Should we play something off the new album? Yeah, we'll play something off the new album. Here's Candy Yams.
About it. I had a long year, what can I say?
Crazy in the Brain. Catch them August 4th, North Catastrophe Park, Pogoing in the Park. This up next is Self Destruct. Self-Destruct on Pogo City Radio. Now, that there, you know, members from A Global Threat and members from The Unseen, of course, with Mark Unseen on vocals, put out that one little EP on Punkcore Records. Trying to think what fucking year did it come out, Andrew? I don't fucking know. I don't fucking remember. I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. Go fuck yourself. Find out for yourself. I'm sure your phone has fucking OK Google and all that types of shit. But all right, we've been talking about Pogoing in the Park. And yeah, some people have been passing out flyers for us and shit. That's pretty fucking awesome. We're going to be passing out flyers at that fucking show, GBH and the NY Relics, coming up this motherfucking weekend, going down Friday, the one we're going to in Philly. I know, I heard one of them got canceled, not the Philly one, but I heard one of the GBH shows around here got canceled. And I mean, it's not the one I'm going to, so the one I'm going to now is probably going to be twice as packed, and it's going to be fucking sweet. There's a nice little after party show going on, and I actually do know some of the lineup because they're my boys in the Trash Cats playing right down the street with Dirty Work as well. So that shit's gonna be pretty fucking cool. Pogo Crew gonna try and stick around there, possibly maybe trying to crash at Jake's house too. So we'll see what happens. So let's get to some of the bands playing our shows, you know, like Pogo in the motherfucking Park, going down in benefit of Alex's Lemonade Stand. Here's South Class Veterans. Now, these guys were cool enough, just got a nice little surprise in the mail today. Had a little package. I was like, who's this for? Oh, Andrew Bedlam. Nice little package in the mail. Take it out. Got me awesome, awesome fucking South Class Veterans t-shirt. Fucking cool. Says South Class Veterans on the top. New Jersey Street Punk on the bottom. And the picture in the center is basically like a bunch of old like union workers. Like a Arthur Guthrie. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's got like a bunch of people protesting and shit. But all the signs say like, we want beer. All the protesters sign say we want beer, and it's pretty fucking awesome. And then they sent me a bunch of pins and stickers and shit. Already got one on the back of the official Pogo van out there. It's funny, you always know Pogo City Radio's coming through when a convoy of white Ford or Dodge, my bad, I have a Dodge, white Dodge minivans pull up. Me and Jess Cunningham, you know, we pull up in our white vans, and you know the Pogo Crew is there when you see the convoy of white minivans with a lot of bumper stickers. Here's the South Class Veterans tall can appetizer. Now, I really like these guys, so here's For Hire as well. Double Shot, South Class Veterans, Jersey. That's how we do it. South Class Veterans on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're going to get to another band that they're not going to be playing this next show with us, but a band that we'd like to have play all our shows if we could. You guys know I'm talking about the Damn Broads. Now, the Damn Broads, fucking, I feel like if Pogo City collectively, like if the Pogo crew collectively made one person, you know what I mean? And the ladies in the Damn Broads collectively made one person, I feel like they would be married. They would be a perfect little punk rock couple. The Pogo City radio crew and the Damn Broads united as one. Yeah. I think we kind of already are, right? We're definitely united, right? And why don't we get to one of their tracks off Guilty as Charged. Now, I know they got a new music video out, and I haven't seen it yet, but it's awesome. They always are. So you guys should run over to YouTube and look for that shit. But let's get to one of the albums that they sent me, Guilty as Charged. And, you know, let's do Oi Is Here to Stay.
Oi is what we make of it. Oi is not for those who sit. Lace those boots, it's time to go. Come on, let's go to the show. Bugs and kids, let's all unite. Together we'll make this right. This is not just for the boys. Everyone, let's hear some Oi. Oi is here to stay. Let's keep it that way. Everywhere we go, we yell Oi, Oi, Oi.
All right, that was the Damn Broads right there. And why don't we stick with at least a female fronted band with a couple female members in this band doing one of their reunion shows this weekend in Philly with GBH. Here's the New York Relics, the NY Relics with Paranoia. I had this 10-inch.
I'm
York Relics on Pogo City Radio. Now, well, I'm going to have to be getting out of here. Going to have to cut this one off at the half hour mark. Sorry about that, but we got a lot going on. And we got this fucking GBH show coming up on Friday with the New York Relics. So why don't we get out of here with some classic GBH? But before we do, let me remind you to head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
That's PogoCityRadio.com. And make sure you guys go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio if you guys want to donate money to the show and hook us up so we can keep this thing up and running, get some upgrades, and if you guys just want to hook us up. So, let's get to GBH. Thanks for listening. Here's Necrophilia.
PogoCityRadio.com.